This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Riders on the Storm.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Thursday, September 10th. The year is 2020, 53 days out. And look at these mainstream headlines. Mad Dog Mattis discussed secret military coup against President Trump while serving in his White House. Plot to overthrow U.S. government. Who told you about that back at the time, and who fingered Mattis specifically? Ann McMaster and Fiona Hill. She was before Congress last year, and she went on 60 Minutes and said, I don't even know what a globalist is. She headed the most powerful Soros foundation, and she was on the board of some of his other foundations, and she's the main writer at TheGlobalist.com. That's like Batman saying his uniform isn't black. It's like Superman saying he doesn't have an S on his chest. But this is their level of gaslighting. Like Nadler. Then there's no such thing as Antifa. My wife was even talking to some of her family that are liberals, and she's like, what do you think of Antifa attacking? And they go, oh, that doesn't exist. Because the news said so. Like saying, you know, the American flag was designed by Betsy Ross in 1776, and it's red, white, and blue. Betsy Ross, George Washington. And people go, no, it's not. It's green, yellow, and black. You go, no, it's not. They go, yes, it is. CNN says so. Cue the Twilight Zone music. So we've been aware of this coup. Oh, let me tell you, I've been aware of it. I have really gotten to enjoy the FBI and the CIA and all of these different state agencies harassing me and trying to destroy us and trying to destroy my family. But, you know, I've signed on for this, so I understand that these are illegitimate rogue groups and that I believe America will wake up and get rid of them. But Woodward's book is a lot of lies and a lot of stuff that's true. I know it's true. I know it isn't because I've studied the whole thing. And he's saying Mattis wanted a coup because Mattis is a good guy. This is selling the idea of a coup 53 days out that we told you they're going to try. We told you they're canvassing behind the scenes. So this is coming out in the open to make it look legitimate. So he mixes a bunch of lies in with the fact that Mattis met with Republicans and Democrats overseas and conspired to have a 25th Amendment coup d'etat against El Presidente. Well, that didn't happen, but they're trying again. Now, we now know, and it's in his book, the reason I know it's accurate, in 2017 and then again in 2018, right before he left, they would go on CNN, all these different CIA, FBI globalists, Phil Mudd, Clapper, Brennan, and they'd say, oh, he'll be gone by December. And Blitzer, Wolf Blitzer would say, you mean an impeachment? 25th Amendment, they go, no, something else. And Blitzer, like, why are you saying that on TV? They were saying it so their stay-behind networks in the government would believe it was legitimate and would believe they were about to take out a Russian agent. So the first thing I did reading where Woodward said this happened was go back and look at the dates. And it's indeed when they were, it was about a month before the two times they came out and put it out in the news as a trial balloon. Hey, the government's going to kill the president. Hey, we're going to remove him. Hey, we're going to drug him and arrest him. And we knew at the time that they were trying to spike his food with some type of chemical that would make him have a hallucination or pass out. And then by the time they got to the hospital, Trump would never make it out of there alive or in a coma. So that's the type of people we're dealing with. Mattis is a wimp. Mattis can't tie his shoelaces. He couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. He's built up as this tough guy because he's an empty, no-one piece of un-American garbage in a coup plot against the president with John McCain, Obama, and Hillary, and all of them will pay. Mad Dog, he's a little shrunken rat. He's a disgrace to America and the Marine Corps. This is going to come down to fight over how many people were awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy it. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the damn blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. Absolute, complete vindication yet again. It is Thursday, September 10th, the year 2020. We are 53 days out from the deep state, globalist, Chi-Com, Hollywood, pedophile, devil worshiper, back axis of evil, attempting to throw the election into question when it's going to be a landslide. All the internal numbers, external numbers show for President Trump. They will then use that crisis with big tech ganged up on America with our enemies. Try to plunge us into a hot civil war. But they have failed, and they have failed again, and they will fail again if we take action and if we speak up. So don't panic, but get very, very active and very, very aggressive like your life depends on it, because it does. And that's why you've seen all the Democrats come out and say, this is like your life depends on it, you got to get rid of Trump, because they're painted into a corner. They're rats that don't have a sinking ship to even escape from. They don't know what to do. They're going down. So they want to take America down with them. Here are the headlines at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, but you can also just find this in the Associated Press or Reuters. Just type in to the search engine, General Mattis plot to overthrow the U.S. government, or General Mattis coup plot against President Trump. Isn't that just absolutely special? Let's go over this right now. New book reveals General Mad Dog Mattis discussed secret military coup against President Trump while serving in his White House. And so did the members of the Justice Department with them as well. And then they would all rule over America and put someone in weak like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that they're plutocracy of plutocrats would control. It was reported that General Mad Dog Mattis last night discussed a likely coup with fellow government officials back when he was working for President Trump. In the book released by Watergate-related Bob Woodward, Mattis reportedly did the following. Trending. Exclusive video. Another article, 15 armed agents raid another one of the folks trying to build the wall, a story we're going to get to. Mattis quietly went to the Washington National Cathedral to pray about his concern for the nation. So this is all pitched by Bob Woodward of it's needed. These were heroes that just had this on their conscience and just knew what they had to do. So all of Woodward's book is a lie. We'll go over that, except for the fact that they were plotting a coup, which is totally illegal and criminal, but now they're lionizing it because they're preparing another one when Trump doesn't accept the fraudulent results when they try to steal the election. Mattis quietly went to the Washington National Cathedral to pray about his concern for the nation's fate under Trump's command, and according to Woodward, told Coates, the head of national intelligence, that there may come a time when we have to take collective action. Since Trump's dangerous, he's unfit, and more. And it goes on from there. think about that. We'll get more into all of this here today. But it was a consortium of Republican and Democrat leaders. They also met secretly in Europe. General Mattis plotted with Democratic Party to overthrow U.S. government and install deep state dictatorship. That's the big article on live feed on Infowars.com. Here's one on a Zero Hedge. Woodward book exposes General James Mattis' plot to overthrow the U.S. government. But again, it's something that the Lord told him to do. Even though he doesn't even really believe in God, isn't a Christian, if you read his deeper writings, he's an occultist, anti-American piece of garbage. According to pre-released excerpt from the Washington Post, Bob Woodward writes about a discussion between General James Mattis, known as the ultimate wimp, and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats about a plot to overthrow the elected government of the United States. Mattis quietly went to Washington National Cathedral to pray about his concern, the nation's fate under Trump command, and according to Woodward, told Coats, there may come a time when we have to take collective action since Trump is dangerous and he's unfit. What do you call a conversation between the defense secretary and the head of the U.S. intelligence apparatus where they are talking about collective action to remove an elected president? That's called sedition. A seditious conspiracy punishable by execution, I should add, under the Constitution. As alarming as it sounds on the face, this actually aligns with our own previous research into key military leadership and Joint Chiefs of Staff and the corrupt intent to overthrow an elected government using COG that Nancy Pelosi is talking about on TV, saying she will be in command now. She said, I met with the military last week. This is 5 weeks ago. Cue that up, guys. She said, I met with the military last week, and I'm going to take over. I'm second in command, meaning get rid of the vice president and everything. And we will fumigate him out of the White House one way or another. No matter if he leaves, we'll have another inauguration, another location. They've got it all set up now where they won't just kill him or drug him. They'll just say he didn't win, and then they go to Colorado or whatever and have their coronation, or L.A., not their inauguration. As alarming as it sounds on its face, this actually aligns with our previous research, and ours too, into key military leadership, the Joint Chiefs, and their corrupt intent to overthrow the elected government. Remember when we noted this very issue as Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman compromised his position yet not removed by his command structure within the Pentagon. That's why Trump came out last week and he said, and this week, he said, the troops love me, the soldiers love me, but a lot of the brass don't because they're part of this military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us of. That's such an American tradition. George Washington warned of a military getting too much power. But that's just George Washington and General Eisenhower. You know, they were good guys. But when Trump says it, he's bad. And now we know why Trump said, hey, you may not see me for a while. Because the deep state's angry at me not letting us have one-sided deals with China. And they're trying to overthrow the government right now. I need your help. We're in trouble. That's Trump firing the bat signal. That's not, oh, everything's fine. We're totally winning. Don't get involved. Don't get informed. Durham's going to handle it all. Hillary secretly arrested 2017. None of that happened. This is neck and neck. We've got more on Durham today. We'll be getting into some of that. The Attorney General says there might be more indictments. I wouldn't hold your breath. This is very serious, and we'll discuss what this means. Because we already all knew this, but now we know more details. But it was all transparent because they were getting everybody ready and preparing the public. They were PRing it. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get into all this, the latest COVID news, the latest lockdown news, and how we fight back against it. Tomorrow's news today. If you tell other folks to tune in and tell them to tell others to tune in, like, hey, be part of the Second American Revolution. The truth is at Infowars.com/show, band.video, 2020electioncenter.com. That URL isn't banned yet. Newswars.com. And if you tell people about the live feeds, about the local radio station you're listening to, that station has a stream, share that link, and tell others, hey, here's the forbidden link, share this, we're going to save the republic, but you've got to recruit them into it, then it causes the chain reaction. Our regular show has up to 3 million real people a day that come and listen to it. Most shows exaggerate their numbers. Ours is about 3 million. When we do special shows, sometimes a million tune in, usually about 300,000 that evening. When you get excited, it's millions. So tonight, there's going to be the special show that we've been doing for the election. Election countdown, 5 nights a week, 7 to 9. Only 6 minutes of breaks every hour. And it is great for your stations to pick it up and great for you to share with everybody saying, hey, here's real election coverage that the system doesn't want you to get. There is so much more we're going to be covering as well. Another issue I'm going to cover in the last segment of this hour, another excellent ZeroHedge.com article. What possible disruption is coming that requires China to start mass stockpiling of all possible commodities? They've already broken the worldwide supply chain to a great extent. And it's already causing mass starvation in the third world. It's already causing food prices to go up here. And they plan to lock things down again this winter, causing all the flu deaths and regular deaths from other things, calling it COVID-19. And they're going to try to have another big lockdown that will guarantee a mega depression. And so China is buckling and battening down the hatches for the storm they're helping create against America. And so that's why they're doing all this, because this is economic 21st century war, and our republic is fighting for its life. That's why all of you should go to InfoWarsStore.com, get your storable food before the big surge.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Takeover of everything. Robots replacing humans, driverless cars, drones delivering food, shutting down all of their businesses, consolidating the economy as everybody else goes bankrupt and poor, with Alexa pods monitoring you inside your house and tracking everything you do for social credit score control. It's all the big five tech companies competing with each other for global domination in the post-human world. And then meanwhile, you've got all these snakes like Mattis and McMaster and the rest of them who were chosen from the military because and chosen from college because they were sent to globalist courses to believe that they were going to graduate out of the American system into the global government system that the Clintons and others control through their foundations. Whether it's Tony Blair or Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, they simply graduate on to the multinational systems and the corporate governing systems that they've set up above the nation state. And they are authoritarian. They are autocratic. They are dictatorial. They are centralized. They are vertically integrated. They are anti-human. They are disconnected. They are bloodthirsty from their very core position and proud of it. And they give you this neoliberal love the black people, love the brown people while they run slave camps all over the world. While the UN goes in and just will murder whole giant villages of thousands in Africa and in Asia and Burma and admit they did it and say, well, they wouldn't leave the land. We're setting it aside for a carbon sink. It's just a footnote. Yeah, they mowed them down with helicopters and tanks. Big deal. Okay, the Clintons oversaw the UN killing 900,000 Rwandans. Big deal. We need to land. But then, oh, George Floyd. Oh, the local police are bad. Let's get rid of them with a UN initiative called Strong Cities that takes over. And if you don't address this as a world government takeover, you can't beat it. But that's what it is. And now the UN dictates what medical treatments medical doctors can have. And even if state law says a doctor can give you hydroxychloroquine, the UN says, no, you can't. And those doctors get in trouble. But it's had people really wake up. Every doctor I run into, every doctor I hear about, that friends and family talk to, you see doctors everywhere coming public and saying, this is all a fraud. First, they said it was 25 times stronger than it was. And then they downgraded it 10 times, and then 10 times, and then 10 times. Till now, it's hundreds of times weaker than the flu. Unless you have a total vitamin and mineral deficiency, and then any virus can kill you. But it is man-made, so Bill Gates can own it and control it. And then what is it like now to sit here and watch big tech heads in Congress a month ago say, we don't allow speech if the UN doesn't authorize it. And under Article 30 and Article 31 of the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, they say you have the right for us to keep you safe by taking your rights away. And the other 29 rights they say don't exist when the United Nations decides they don't. It's not fine print. It's how the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights ends. That you have no right. You have no speech, no right to defend yourself. Children have a right to be taken out of their homes, to be protected, and now in the U.S., in every major blue area, in Canada, in the leftist areas, in Australia and Europe, they're coming and taking the children because they wouldn't be brought in for testing. They're not even sick. Now you got to come in for the testing and the contact tracing. Now, there's Article 30. Nothing in this declaration may be interpreted as implying that any state, group, or person or any right to engage in any activity or to perform any act aimed at the destruction of any of the rights and freedoms set forth herein. And then they could argue that they can take your rights away, you see, in the name of guarding the rights. And everyone has duties, they say. Let's print that for me. In Article 30, you have duties to the UN. You're a slave. Folks might want to go read that. But see, boom. You wake up. AI surveilling you. AI is controlling you. Medical doctors can't talk about what the facts are. Everyone's controlled. And now they're coming to take you to a secret facility like they just announced in Canada. They're taking you to a secret facility because you didn't do what they told you. Meanwhile, everybody's focused in on the show Cuties, which I bit my lip and watched some of the boil downs. It's absolutely sexualization of little girls and pedophilic behavior and teaching little girls to be aggressive, crazy, you know, the equivalent of like 35-year-old veteran hookers. Very dangerous behavior, training them to go into dangerous places, do dangerous things, it'll get them killed, and shake their ass in front of men to get off and not get in trouble, and the guys drool looking at the 10-year-old girls. I mean, it's really disgusting. Folks, they got Netflix shows where they go, I didn't know I never knew a 10-year-old boy that's a top. That means, you know, he's pitching. And then the 10-year-old boy goes in there with this man dressed as a woman into a dungeon with a dirty mattress, and they close the door. I mean, it's way beyond. Because this is Hollywood. This is Hollywood injecting its poison in everybody. And creepy dudes. I mean, you know, the guys they cast look like that guy that Vice and the New York Times call the good pedophile. They go, oh, he's a nice guy. And he's got a prosthetic arm. And, you know, he's hunted and harassed. I mean, even the guys they got from casting look just like the guy that Vice interviews as the good pedophile. I'm not saying those guys are pedophiles. I'm just saying if I was casting somebody to look like a pedophile, I would that guy's central casting. In fact, I forget that guy's name. Even the New York Times had an article about it, and a bunch of others did last week. Yeah, that's not him. There he is. Boom! Bingo! A pedophile opens up about being targeted by vigilantes. Now, yeah, that's Vice. HBO loves pedophilia. Now, go back to the security guard in the last piece. So I said, if I was going to cast a pedophile, that's exactly what they look like. And they got that look in their eyes. And then look at who they cast for the show for little girls to shake their ass. Look! They even know what they're doing. Wow. Wow, man. Now, let me tell you what the hardcore ones, that looks like a Renfield, a guy that delivers kids. You want to see what a Dracula looks like? Sacha Baron Cohen or Brian Stelter? They do the shark fish. And let me tell you, that's what the kids see when they're not just going to get fondled or raped. No, that's what kids see when they're about to die. We're talking getting chopped up and bled out good, begging for mommy. So, anyways, I digress. Sorry about that. We're going to come back from break, and I'm going to be a good boy and tell you the latest COVID news where they're now assaulting families, where young babies have to be smothered by the high priest of evil. It's all about jabbing needles in you and Bill Gates putting something in you. It's all about smothering your face and all about tracking you. All about creepy weirdos like General Hayden. Not saying he's a pedophile, just he looks like one. Looks like a little Dracula. A little Nosferatu, but worse, he's the real thing. You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic. Because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. and they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups, and we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved, and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get an InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWars. Thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
We never give in.
I'm losing weight and I'm turning.
We never give up because we don't have a choice.
And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, every night you drag me where the bright lights are found. There ain't no way of slowing down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Tiger by the tail.
I've got a tiger by the tail.
It's plain to see. Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's get right into it. Everybody knows now that it's confirmed that COVID is a giant fraud, a giant scam, a giant con job. To say it's a hoax is really not the proper term. You can use it because they hoaxed the test. 90-plus percent false positives. They hoaxed most of the people that died of other things, putting them in the list. They sent people that were sick into nursing homes knowing the people hadn't had sunlight and that they didn't have good vitamins and minerals and they could actually get a kill rate. So that was a scam. That was a murder. That was a conspiracy. COVID is an organized criminal conspiracy. To not let people have regular medical care, so the insurance companies should keep trillions of dollars worldwide. Be able to decide who's essential and who's not, and have martial law and home arrest and then apps that track you, and big tech can all, on average, expand their wealth over 35% in just the last 8 months. Jeff Bezos' company's doubled. Because you're not going to go to the store and put on the mask and go through all the crap and be yelled at, so you call Amazon. And it's the dying of Main Street, the dying of the restaurants, the dying of the shops, you know, the laundromats, and the dying of the real estate market. A great reset to collapse markets so the globalists can buy it up for pennies on the dollar and then dictate the terms of our surrender to the mega corporations that have all the money through fraud and through fractional reserve banking. And at Davos, they admit this, and they come out and have books and articles this year saying, this is our great reset. They said it within the end of January when COVID wasn't even a big story here. They were saying, we're coming. We're going to take over. We're going to vertically integrate. We're going to have the global reset. We'll teach America to not have a big carbon footprint. Now, there it is, Economic Forum, World Economic Forum, the Great Reset. Go read it for yourself. And hundreds of articles about, oh, it's good for the earth. Now you're poor. Now you know. Now you're made to wear your mask. And first it's, oh, people under six don't have to wear masks. Oh, now two-year-olds need to. Now they're like babies need to. And boy, the virtue signalers love at the corporations to have their minions follow orders because they know rail stations and borders and airports are places where people tend to give up their rights, where they can then beta test the next level of control, like the border staying wide open, but the TSA groping your child's genitals. And so now 19-month-old babies, which can die, by the way, putting a mask on them, smothering them, you have police officers yelling at them, and when other people on the plane said, this is wrong, they just shut the whole flight down to teach you good little slaves. Meanwhile, they've already laid off a lot of the pilots. A lot have already retired. This is part of their larger plan. The article's on InfoWars.com. Airliner kicks off family, cancels entire plane journey because baby, 19-month-old, wasn't even wearing a face mask. And their policy's 24 months, which is incredibly abusive. A video posted to Twitter shows a family being kicked off WestJet plane because their 19-month-old baby wasn't wearing a face mask. And remember, we'll play the audio in a moment, how they said 10 years ago, we're going to make you wear bracelets that can shock you when you're on a plane. Homeland Security proposed that under Obama. People said, that's crazy. And then they proposed a camera in the back of every seat to make sure you behave. Well, now the airlines are saying, oh, a lot of our airlines actually already had hidden cameras, and we're going to have AI watching you. It's a program we just so happen to have that if you take your mask down, we'll have you banned from the flight. And next it'll be the grocery store. I mean, think of the science fiction dystopia where now they go, oh, wear it when you have sex. Democrat Party in Wisconsin and now in New York and now in California and now in Washington make you wear masks while you're in your home on a Zoom or FaceTime because you can't ever see one not wearing it. We've got to all have the peer pressure. It's called a cult. And they're announcing at all these universities, West Virginia University, all of them. It's all coming out. Oh, it's an app you get to be here. Oh, the app tracks you and makes sure you wear your mask. And you got to hold the phone up every hour and show you've got a mask. And you got to tell them where you go and you can't leave campus. You're not allowed to. And it's all a COVID test, they call it. You answer some questions that tells you at the end, by the way, we'll be watching you. We'll be listening to you. We'll be tracking you. It's beyond 1984. Boom. Oh, and the former head of the NSA now runs Amazon. Remember what they said, that headline 6-7 years ago? Your refrigerator and your toaster will be watching and listening to you. Remember, I told you all this 20-something years ago. Oh, but I'm the bad guy. Oh, I'm the kook. And now COVID's the excuse for the whole rollout. Here's the report. Absolutely outrageous. and American Airlines and Delta and WestJet, they're all doing it. Let's go ahead and roll the report.
It is bullshit.
Bullshit.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Bullshit. We've all seen it.
Listen.
We have all seen it.
This is going to get finished. You stuck to this chair. You shall load up the plane.
You goofy fucking cunt.
Did it.
Excuse me. What is your name?
This is not my
name. Everyone has seen it. No, no, your partner. Everyone has seen it.
Where were you riding a bicycle at this time?
This is all about forced inoculation. So, when cops arrest people, when cops shut down planes, when cops beat up black people, white people because they're not wearing a mask properly, it's wonderful and good, but then when a guy pulls a gun on cops and they shoot him, the cops are bad. And so the cops follow orders. So a lot of the police will follow whatever the media says. So they won't respond to a black thug with a gun, but they'll respond to a white thug with a gun. And they won't respond to somebody burning down a police station, but they'll respond when you're not wearing a mask and click their heels. It's all about who's in control of the police. And this is all unconstitutional. It's all very, very dangerous. And complying with the airlines doesn't get us out of this. It only makes it worse. Now, I've got some really horrifying news I'm going to cover next segment. I've been looking into what these new vaccines do that go in and actually reprogram the DNA, the RNA vaccines that are so dangerous. And I went and did over an hour of research this morning in medical papers on them, and it does exactly what I thought. It turns off a gene that when it turns it off, it makes you sluggish, low IQ'd, and you don't live as long, you get cancer and die. It's a kill switch. And so the Bill Gates main vaccine is a kill switch. And I'm sitting there reading mainline literature that messing with the protein in a cell tends to flip its kill switch, and that's why vaccines are dangerous, because they can mess with those proteins by having autoimmune response. But these new vaccines go in and actually turn them on, and it's much worse. I mean, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. And people will follow orders, and then they'll wonder why they get fat, why they're unhealthy, why they're so stupid, why a regular cold comes by and kills you, and it's because they're going to turn your gene off. And this is just one thing I found about it, just doing random searches about proteins and protein tests in animals with these vaccines. And they found it. They don't know why. It turns the gene off, and then the animal just gets sick and dies. They're going to murder all of us. Isn't it good? We're going to take it, too. It's who we are. Bill Gates is going to murder every one of us with pleasure, because it's their planet now, and we rolled over, and we asked for it, so we're going to die.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deep in the heart of Texas with George Strait bringing us in. Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
Up from San Antone.
Up from San Antone.
I think I'm going to listen to a bunch of country music this weekend.
Everything that I got.
All right, let me just do this. I read all this morning. I spent over an hour, actually. I got up at like 3 a.m. again. Okay, I spent like 2 hours. Scanning over hundreds of pages and reading through quite a few documents. And during the last four-minute break, I realized I hadn't highlighted a lot of what I wanted to hit. So I've got to rescan over this during the next couple breaks to actually do this right. But believe me, you're going to want to tune into the start of the next hour in just a few minutes because I'm not a scientist. I can go read what the scientists say. And it's very, very clear, and it's very, very frightening. And I've got the big picture, and you've got the big picture. Why in the hell would Bill Gates be running around saying, well, one of my vaccines makes 100% of people sick, and some of them die, but my weaker ones only make 80% sick, and only 20% get paralyzed or have to go to the hospital? Why would they suddenly in AP go, okay, number one cause of polio's vaccines? Because they're getting ready to hurt people really bad, and they've done the psychological studies at Stanford and at Yale this year that at least 35% of the public will take a vaccine even if it maims them or kills them. They're that lemon. Hey, ancient Germans, ancient Goths, ancient Brits, ancient Mesoamericans, every ancient culture, the majority of people would give their children to the priest to be gutted in front of them or burned on an altar. In what is Mexico today, all the way down into Central and South America, by the collapse of the Mesoamerican society that happened right as Cortez arrived, they were already collapsed, the main source of meat was human flesh of children. They had shops down at the bottom of the pyramids with hanging children, and people came and bought the meat. People would routinely eat their own children after they were gutted. They'd go buy an arm or a leg. That's how they can get us to not care about human life. And that was going on everywhere. People were sacrificing their children. You know, you go back 6,000 years ago, and the Mayans would sacrifice a few people on a few holidays. And then it got more, and it's always the same. And you look at us, we've killed more people than the Mesoamericans ever did with abortion. This is the religion of the Satanist. Who do they worship down in South America, Central America, and Southern North America? The winged serpent. Who did the Egyptians worship? And they did human sacrifice too. Winged serpent. This is a global cult, ladies and gentlemen. And we ain't in it. Now, I've got a special report here that we put together, some levity, a little bit of fun. We'll air this, and then we'll come back on the other side. And we will get to this hardcore news of now we know, at least in some of the studies, I'm sure it does much worse stuff. But, of course, the Bill Gates vaccines are linked to turning off a chromosome in the cells that is a life switch. It throws a kill switch. I just can't make this up. Of course it's a kill switch. Oh, he wants us to die. He really wants you to take this. And he says it's going to make you really sick. You're going to get a lot of these shots. And then they're going to manage covering all that up. It's all a big sick laboratory test. But listen, with what's happening in the supply chain breakdown and all the craziness and China hoarding food and Europe and governments and elites digging into bunkers, you need to get your storable food 1 to 2 weeks for delivery now before the big rush comes when they contest the election and all the fireworks that are coming. This is a checkbox you need to check off, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Get your storable foods before the next big rush comes at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the supplements and then other big sales. And the new Biden for a limited edition Biden for nursing home shirt. But here's this satirical report. But this really happened. But our response is satire. Here it is. I always own up to stuff when we make a mistake. But what we got caught doing here at InfoWars was downright criminal. So I'm just going to lay it out. Let the chips fall where they may. We're going to have to let Rob do go.
Zoinks!
We just got notice from YouTube, parent company, Google, parent company, of course, Alphabet, that he stole someone's identity. And we're not going to stand for that type of activity. So it's with heavy heart that we're going to show you what was done, and I'm going to summarily throw Rob Dew out of the building. Viewers and listeners of InfoWars have always got a commitment from me that when we do something wrong, we'll own up to it. And it's with heavy heart that I've got to go ahead and admit this to all of you, and I apologize for myself and the whole crew, but we're going to have to let Rob do go. We just got notice today from YouTube, parent company, Google, and Alphabet that he stole someone's identity, and that's really a crime. Now, we've got the notice from them. And let me just show what Rob Dew did in the interest of total transparency. He admits he's wrong. In fact, he's right here with us right now. I'm going to show you what he did and the notice from YouTube. Here it is. Rob, come on. Man, about this.
Well, so we put out a video about 2 weeks ago called Scooby-Doo Solves the Mystery of the Pandemic. And you can even watch it here.
For you kids, we now know.
Here's the video.
This is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Is she pink? Dr. Fauci?
Like I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft, Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rough round at home.
Seven. Now shut your mouth. Stop making excuses. We're going to read the notice of what you did in a moment. He stole the identity of not just Scooby-Doo, not just the Scooby friends, but also defamed Bill Gates, Xi Jinping, and other great humanitarians, okay? So let's go ahead and read the notice from them about how you stole the identity. Go ahead.
Impersonation. Upon review, we've determined your content violates our guidelines, and we've removed it from YouTube. We know this might be disappointing, but it's important to us that YouTube is a safe place for all. If content breaks our rules, we remove it. I can learn more.
Now tell them about your note to them.
So here's my note. I know I'm bad, but this is what I said. This is satire.
This is where you come clean.
This is it. This is satire and is protected under fair use. If this video is guilty of impersonation, as you claim, then the entire Bad Lip Reading channel, which is a channel made up entirely of movie clips and NFL clips of people impersonating those people. Okay, the entire channel
the
is
the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Then now Alec Baldwin can't impersonate Trump, but just finish up, criminal.
All right. Should be removed as well. This is a meme and satire channel, and I am not guilty of anything except a quality Shaggy voice. I didn't really like my Scoob voice, but I'll
good job.
The Shaggy voice I'll take.
He's fired.
But we know that this is not about impersonation. This video places your false idols Fauci and Gates in a bad light and disparages the real master of YouTube, Xi Jinping.
Now, do your Scooby imitation for us.
I mean, that's about it. Like, it's okay to make fun of Xi Jinping in America.
Since when did we wake up and we don't have any free speech? Sorry. Hey, let's stop right there. I would say go to band.video or 2020electioncenter.com, but we've had the DDoS attacks and the hack attacks on InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com, and now they have successfully shut down band.video right now. And it's all out of China. It's all out of China. They don't even hide it. It's right out of the government servers over in China, and it takes huge amounts of money to, you know, keep these up in the face of this. So that's why it's a daily fight. We're pretty cheerful about it here, but we're just pro-America. We're pro-freedom. We're pro-unborn. We love God. We love this country, and we love you. And so please tell folks about every AM and FM station you listen to. They're precious, you know, for us to get out. Their local streams are great to share. And know that every day you share the links to band.video and 2020electioncenter.com and InfoWars.com and all those, that it really is winning the war. We're going to win this fight. The Chi-Coms, the globalists, almost defeated America. But the coup d'etat plan against Trump, using criminals in the military, working with the globalists, came out. And every day that this comes out, they're in more trouble. But they're now announcing that they do intend to have the coup. They're trying to normalize the coup right now. And they want us off air when they contest the election, try to overthrow the president. But we're fighting hard to stay on air. It takes a lot of money to do this. So visit InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. Seriously, folks, we need your support now. You are the Paul Revere's.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.